A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I need a snow day. I
need a snow day. I need a snow day. Yeah, we do need a snow day. Although I got to say, we were lucky to have snow early as you join us back here on KSL Outdoors. It's been a good beginning to this ski season so far.
This year mimics last year.
I hope so, too. Yeah. It sure looks good. BJ, there's a lot of snow up in Park City.
There's a fair amount up there, yeah.
It's a fair amount. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to overstate it, but great conditions up there.
Yeah. I mean,
Deer Valley opens today. They opened up yesterday for season pass holders. So today they're open to everybody else.
Emily was going to call us, but she is unfortunately very much under the weather, so couldn't call us from Deer Valley to tell us all the exciting things that are happening up there. But you're right. Yeah, opening day today.
She got the opening day flu. Is that what she's under the weather with?
Yeah. Sorry. I'm not coming to be in the office today. I don't feel well. Yeah.
She texted me this morning. She said it's so much worse in the morning, her cough, and she's just she's already... she had one interview where that got in the way a little bit already, so no reason to do it twice. But we appreciate her just the same. Deer Valley open today, and of course the sister resort Solitude already open, which is pretty exciting. Let me kind of go through that list really quick. So Alta is opened. Beaver is still to be determined. Bryanhead is open already. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of snow down there. Brighton, of course, is open. We'll be talking with them. Cherry Peak is yet to be determined. Deer Valley today. Eagle Point on the 20th is what they're expecting. Nordic Valley is open. Park City Mountain, Pow Mow, Snow Basin, Snowbird, Solitude, Sundance, and Woodward will be opening December 14th. We're excited about that. If you don't know what that is, it's Utah's newest resort. It is a, let's call it progression and training resort, if you will, very much about doing all the fun.
Not a real traditional ski. I kind of have a hard time calling it a ski resort.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you said. I mean, it's a definite.
It's an extreme sports.
Yeah, it's an extreme sports training facility. Is really
I'm
what it
pretty
is.
Pretty excited about this. Yeah. You know, this is of course from the Powder Corp guys that now on Snowbird as well,
and it's located.
So it's, do you remember Gorgosa?
They've been working on all this last year over there.
It's real exciting.
I drove up by there yesterday. It almost looked like they were open or they had some people on the running the lifts and everything
trying some
else.
Stuff
so they're
out.
Getting, yeah, they're getting, it's getting pretty close to getting opened up.
So. If you get on their website, which is woodwardparkcity.com, you'll see the grand opening is in 7 days, 1 hour, 19 minutes.
They're counting that down.
They have a countdown.
It'll be interesting to see what happens when, you know, what kind of traffic issues that causes when you start having, you know, roadside X competitions and stuff there. Right. People just stopping along the freeway to watch.
Just to watch.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Watch this Huck Boom Fest thing that's going to be happening right there with it. They got the big, huge jumps right there next to them. Right next to the road. I mean, geez, best seats in the houses, I think, is going to be in the median of I-80.
I agree. Yeah. It's going to be exciting, to be sure. Well, not to be outdone, of course, all of our other resorts, they all offer something special. And I got to be honest, I'm a fan of really all of them. They are all a little bit different. One of my favorites, though, is down at Sundance. Sundance is a little different than some of the other resorts. It's very serene, very quiet, arguably one of the least busy often. So if you haven't been down there, you owe it to yourself to check it out. And that's why Abby joins us to tell us all about it. Abby, are you there?
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. You know, I love Sundance for so many things. Of course, one of my favorites is the Foundry Grill and all the good food. But on the mountain, that experience is something special.
Absolutely. It really is. We've got some pretty amazing views out here.
So tell me a little bit about where you guys are at so far in the season.
So far, we opened yesterday, and we had a fantastic opening. year to date, we've got about 34 inches of snowfall, and we've been making some, so there is plenty of snow. Your skis really won't get beaten up if you're out there with us. And then today we're actually opening our famous Bishop's Bowl, which is at the very top of the mountain and arguably the most liked by our advanced skiers.
Yeah, bowl skiing, of course, can be some of the most fun, and it takes a little bit of snow to open that, which means you've got plenty.
Yes, we do. Yep, and it's shaping up to be a beautiful day.
Oh, this is excellent. Now, can you tell us a little bit about other special things that are happening at Sundance as we get into the season?
Absolutely. So right now our downhill skiing is open, but next week we'll be opening our night skiing, which runs from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., which is great. And then we'll
one of the few left, really, for night skiing in Utah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sorry, go on.
And then hopefully soon we'll be opening our Nordic Center for cross-country skiing and snowshoeing, and that's got some exciting things with it. Sometimes you can come and cross-country ski or snowshoe under the light of the full moon, or even come up for a night owling event where our naturalists will help you look for night owls, which is a lot of fun.
That's awesome. All right. So lots of great things happening over at Sundance. Where do we get more information?
You can always go to sundanceresort.com and see our full weather report and the list of all of our activities.
All right. Thank you so much, Abby. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to go down there and meet Abby Brock and all the great crew at Sundance. It's a lot of fun. All right. One of my favorites for big steeps, right? If you really want to get out there and get some long runs in, you know where you go in Utah for that. You go to Snowbird. And Brian Brown joins us from Snowbird. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. Can you give us a little update on where you guys are at in the season?
Well, last week was a pretty amazing opening. Nothing can beat 5 feet of snow in 5 days right before you you open the list for skiing and snowboarding on the first day of the year. So we were very lucky to get that big storm to push through Thanksgiving. Looks like a decent little storm coming through this weekend as well. That should help our men and women on our ski patrol to get it a little bit more terrain open. We did open up Peruvian Valley off the tram this
week. Love it back there.
Peruvian chairlift is not yet up and running, but that's going to be hopefully happening very soon. But so it's just as we get these storms and we kind of move through the month of December here, we're just going to keep opening more terrain.
Oh, I love it. Of course, the experience of Snowbird is so much more than just the skiing, the deck, the food, the friends that you have there. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have an amazing new restaurant we just opened this year, the bottom of the Cliff Lodge. Most people probably remember where El Chinate used to be. Mm-hmm. Kind of a fan favorite, kind of on the bottom level of the Cliff Lodge there. So we have a new restaurant there called 71, and that is the first year that Snowbird opened as a ski resort. So when you walk into 71, it's this really cool, kind of chic 70s decor. There's a lot of vintage posters lining the walls, showing you what Snowbird looked like on their first year of opening. And the food is just amazing to go along with it. So great après spot, great place, maybe even middle of the day if you want to grab a quick lunch and then continue on the slopes. And then you're right there at the Cliff Lodge. So some amazing lodging deals going on this December, especially for Utah locals. That includes food along with it. And, you know, if you have your Snowbird Seasons Pass or if you have one of your multi-resort passes that you can use at Snowbird, like Icon or Mountain Collective, it, conditions are really good. It might be worth just maybe doing a little impromptu weekend trip up there and just
I'm so glad you mentioned it, Brian, because I was going to say it's one of my favorite places that, you know, people think about that. How do I make a ski weekend? You stay at Snowbird. It's as easy. Yeah. So appreciate it so much, Brian. Brian Brown from Snowbird. If we want more information, where do we find you guys?
Best place to go is snowbird.com.
All right. Have a great day. Enjoy it out there. It's going to be a beautiful Saturday at Snowbird. Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
All right, we turn our attention now up north. I'm excited about this one. J.P. Goulet, one of my good friends from Pow Mow. Here's what I love about Pow Mow. Pow Mow has got one of the most fun ways to get around the mountain, and it's everything from a bus to a snowcat, And JP joins us. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, our cat skiing and buses, you know, it's just a different way to access our massive amount of terrain up Powder Mountain. So makes it a fun adventure up here.
I don't think people quite understand this, so I'm going to explain it in my way and correct me if I get anything wrong, JP, but kind of the whole area is open. And the way that works is that there's, if you've ever kind of wondered to yourself, hey, look, it looks like there's power right off this road right here. How do I get to that up above? And if you can figure out how to get to it, you can ski down it and then you end up at the road and the bus will pick you up and take you back.
Wait on the side of the road.
That's pretty much it.
The thing
that's everything you see, you can ski. You know, right now we have about 30, 40% of our terrain open, you know, waiting for a little bit more snow to open some more terrain. And, yeah, but it's just fun to be able to access pretty much everything you ski. And we ski on 8,464 acres here, so a lot of terrain.
I skied Powder Mountain when I was a kid years and years and years ago, and then this year we went up there for a mountain bike race. And the thing that I forgot about Powder Mountain is that the way I describe it is that the resort is upside down.
Yeah.
Everything is on top of the mountain, and so you,
and it funnels
you start
down.
Yeah, you start at the top of the mountain, and then you go down.
Yeah.
You know, you don't start at the bottom of the mountain, catch a ride up. You start up and then go back down with it. So it's kind of a it is a little bit of a different experience, but it's a great mountain. I mean, there's steep, there's shallow, there's everything, every kind of terrain, every kind of aspect that you could possibly want. So it's a fun place.
It makes it a little different driving up to the top, drive up to 9,000 feet, ski down. But it's great for us. You know, we don't make any snow. Our snow is 100% natural. And, you know, we get to open our lifts that are a little bit higher up at the beginning of the season and then slowly make our way down the mountain.
That's awesome. Of course, great events coming up. You always have something fun happening there. Anything notable this weekend?
This weekend, yeah, we'll have music both tonight and tomorrow night in the Powder Keg. And that's always a blast if anyone has ever made it to the Powder Keg. It's a little locals gem, and we have the best ramen in town served up there, local beers on tap. And once we get more into the thick of the season, we have music five nights a week there. And obviously the whole season is packed full with great events, on-snow events and dining events and all that stuff.
But of course, I've been stuck there overnight once, and it was the most fun we've ever had. JP, I appreciate you so much from Pow Mow. Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right. We'll see JP out on the mountain. I believe we have, do we have Brighton on the phone? Yeah. Jared Winkler joins us from, I call it my backyard. It's Brighton Ski Resort. Jared, how are you?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us a little bit about where you're at season-wise. Everything open?
Pretty good right now. Yeah. We have 5 out of the 6 lifts open, you know, 37-inch base, 40 runs. 2 train parks. Big improvement in the train parks through the week, so you guys should check that out if you're into hitting some metal. But everything's rocking up here.
Oh man, I cannot wait to get over to Millie and get some turns in, and that's open as well, right?
Millie is really close. We decided
close?
To do a little bit more
snowmaking
in our canyon area, but we should have that open, you know, within the week here. So.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so we're getting close. This next storm might just do it then.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it looks really good, but a little bit of man-made snow down around the base is just going to make it last that much longer in the spring.
That's right. That's an important part of it, people. I need to, you know, you think about this, that base is what keeps everything frozen. So even if you don't get a lot of snow, you've got to have that stuff on the bottom that's been there for a bit.
That's right. Yeah. I know we were short on time, so I
just
have a couple things. We have Quad Wednesday happening this Wednesday coming up, so $25 lift tickets with a donation of something warm for the Road Home homeless shelter. And then night skiing is going to start up on the 16th. So,
all right. Can't wait.
Excited. Yeah, any more info you want to get, I mean, you can find that stuff at BrightonResort.com.
All right. Thanks as always, Jared Winkler. Take care, buddy.
Thank you, Bob.
We'll see you on the mountain. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about all the things that we're up to and hope to get you out doing as well right here on KSL Outdoors. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors as we wrap up the hour, wrap up the show. And I'm excited just to talk to the guys here for a minute. Mike, of course, you talk canine training. I've been working on my dog, and he's finally got some things together. So that's good.
Good. I'm glad to hear
dog training is important. Tell us what you're up to now.
Well, we're just, here for the holidays and stuff, working dogs. We got some boarding trains and stuff that we've got coming in here next week. Still doing private lessons and actually getting ready to start up a new training program with it, where it's going to be the kind of more of a doggy day camp situation, yeah, where instead of doing the full boarding train where they come, they stay with us for the full time, you drop them off with us in the morning, and then we work with them through the day. And then in the evening time, we'll have a lesson and kind of show you what you need to do.
So you don't derail it.
Yeah, exactly. So it should make everything go a lot quicker for everybody and stuff with it. So if you want more information on that, I'll give you some beta testing pricing on it. We're going to start that up the first of the year. But if that's something you want to, that you think you might be interested in, call me up, 801-508-4135, or else hit me up on any of the social media or website, and I'll be happy to get you the details and pricing about that. But it's a new program. I'm kind of excited to start playing around with it. I think it'll be beneficial for everybody.
All right. So again, 801-508-4135,
yep,
for more information. Nice. All right. BJ, what are you up to up at Promontory?
Well, ski season's officially upon us. Our Deer Valley Lodge opens officially today. We had a soft open yesterday for our members who have season passes at Deer Valley, since Deer Valley was open for them. But officially opens today. Our Park City Lodge is in full swing, has been for a couple weeks now, and it's busy up there. So at Park City yesterday, showing the lodge actually to some clients, and the place was busy. The parking lot was full already. Nice. So ski season is in full swing up in Park City.
All right. Appreciate it. If they want to get more information and maybe want to live at Promontory, how do they get a hold of you?
Check out promontoryclub.com.
All right. Russ,
well,
Sky Call Satellite.
Yeah, we're just recovering from our busy summer, but we've still got a lot of gear to rent. And, of course, Avalanche guys are going to take phones out with them again this year and keeping really busy. I just wanted to remind everyone that I'm a Garmin dealer, and we've got some specials and some discounts and other things going. If Garmin equipment is on your list, give me a call and we'll work something out.
Yeah.
I brought some toys in today.
Yeah, you did. I can't believe how small that one is.
The Mini is something you've got to see.
That's smaller than your hand.
Makes my hands look big.
Yeah, it does.
But it's a full-fledged Garmin inReach tracker on the Iridium system. So
wow.
It's
half the size of the old one.
Two-way tracking and text messaging anywhere on the face of the earth.
That's amazing.
That's what that does.
Wow.
And that'll get you out of a bind.
Yeah,
they have an SOS button on the side that takes you to a company called Geos in Houston, Texas, that will help take care of all your problems.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to find out more about what I'm up to, you can go to Watch Joe Davis and check it out on Facebook.
Also, following you around?
Yeah, kind of. And then Code Blue Coffee. We're going to start serving coffee out of an ambulance here pretty quick. We're excited about that up at the Summit Center in Park City.
Can we get any health care out of that ambulance at all? The back?
As a matter of fact, the nurse, the girlfriend is the nurse, and she works there.
And
if you need it, we'll check your blood pressure. So,
all right.
Yeah, right after we give you some
before
caffeine.
Before and after.
Yeah. Absolutely. Of course, the Greenhouse Show is coming up with Tom Bettis and Maria Chaleos right here in the studio. But for me and everybody here at KSL Outdoors, we really only ask you one thing, and that is to get outside.
Yeah.
That's right. We'll see you next week. Have a great one.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready, because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.